Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show that's for you, those of you that work so hard for your money, and you want your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom and cash flow today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, so you can live that life that you love with those you love. But most importantly, it's not just about getting rich, it's about living a rich life, because as you're blessed financially, you have a greater capacity to bless the lives of others. Thank you for allowing me to create a ripple effect through your life today, through the education and things that we bring here. I appreciate you guys tuning in, offering feedback, you're commenting on our videos on YouTube. Thank you again for those that have been going to iTunes and rating our show. Thank you so much. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to our show on iTunes. Great way to be able to listen to it on your way to work or while you're traveling versus just watch on YouTube, which you can do too. But definitely invite you guys to subscribe on iTunes as well. Be sure to do that today. Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income from making at least double digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually return double digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. If you want to learn more about that, go check out securedinvestmentcorp.com. That's secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com. Hey guys, so the topic I want to talk about today is really to continue from the last few weeks that we've had. So the last few weeks of episodes I've done here, I've gone into the 401k and the myth of the match. I've talked about, you know, what the real returns of the stock market are. We're trying to dispel a lot of these myths. And I want you to kind of take this journey with me that helped me realize what's going on here, like what's really happening in this space, right? In the space of money and finances and retirement and things like that. Because the truth is once the wool was pulled off my eyes, I guess I don't wear wool that often, but when the blinders were taken off my own eyes and I got away from that financial advisor Kool-Aid that I'd taken, right? And I started to understand that it wasn't about just creating a retirement, but it always came back to this passive income, right? Always comes back to passive income. And so that's what I wanted to talk to you about today. Now I'm going to compare what's the difference between real estate and the stocks. Now I kind of talked about this and I gave my own examples of my own real estate portfolio. I'm going to push that aside because someone could look at that, especially if they're fans of the stock market, could be another financial advisor, and they would say, no, Chris, come on. The last few years have been ridiculous. Now, I can argue the same thing for the stock market. The last few years were ridiculous. And as I mentioned in the last previous episode there, 2 weeks back, I did mention, I said, listen, you know, the stock market's done really well, but we've kicked the crap out of it. And most importantly, the passive income has been way better on the money that I've invested. But I want to take historicals. I want to take a 30-year outlook, right? I want to look at this from like a retirement. And the crazy thing is I only had to go 10 years of calculating for you to be able to see some patterns here. So I'm going to show you the numbers. Those of you that are watching this video, you're going to be happy. Those of you who are listening might have to go back and watch it later, or you'll just get the gist of it. Some of you already know that this is going to be the case, but I also want to put real estate on trial too. You know, I put mutual funds under trial last time. I'm going to still put real estate on that. So let's start with that. Just the general premise, right? What's the advantage of mutual funds or stocks versus real estate? Hands down, where stocks and mutual funds win is that they are way more liquid. If you want to cash the money out, you can cash it out. Unless you're locking up in your 401k, then you're stuck, right? And that's something that we talked about before, is getting those handcuffs to where you can't get it out unless you get fired or you quit your job. We don't recommend that. And having to borrow from it and doing those kind of things, or worse, you know, you have to try to find ways to find a financial emergency before they'll let you get to that money without penalties. Yeah, you could do that, but that's really hard to do. It'd be way easier to deal with real estate than deal with a 401k. But when you're talking about just plain old mutual funds and stocks, they're actually not bad when it comes to liquidity. And here's the thing. If you're looking at just market returns, right, the growth of the asset itself, stocks and mutual funds do win over time, even over real estate. So this is the thing that I taught. Now, remember, I used to show the Ibbotson charts over time, right? The Ibbotson charts are the charts that you might see a financial advisor pull out or pull up on their computer. They say, hey, since 1927, here's the stock market. And it's way up here. Here's the value of the dollar. You were way down here. Here's savings accounts, CDs, T-bills, bonds, yada, yada. It goes up and real estate's down at the bottom because they'll show real estate being just pretty much right around like what most people claim inflation to be, right? And so I want to address that because look, we know, and I just ran the numbers again, 30 years exactly to the date that I'm recording this. Now, there could be variation, but I made sure the stock market was up today. This is as of September 7th when I'm recording this. I got on a good up day, so it came back. And the stock market for the real return averaged about 7.78% from September 7th of 1992 to September 7th of 2022, right? So 30 years. So 7.78%. Not great, but definitely better than real estate because let me show you. So right here, I went to the CEICdata.com. They actually have the growth and they show from March of 92 to March of 2022, an average growth rate of 5.3%. That's nationwide. Now, many of the markets that we were looking at, I looked at like Georgia and North Carolina. So like the Southeast, I even looked at Missouri, right? I even looked there. Missouri was like 3.9% for average growth there, about 4.25 for places like Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and that sort of thing. So here, the thing is, I'm going to use more conservative numbers than even the 5.3% like they've been showing nationwide, because that includes places like Seattle and the West Coast, Salt Lake City, like where I am, and all the places around the country. But a lot of the markets we look at are actually not huge, hot markets like Phoenix or Vegas, where they can go up and down. We go for the boring markets, which, as you've heard me say, boring is sexy, right? So that's what we're going with. So when we're looking at this, this is where we see, you know, the stock market's done much better because if I'm looking at maybe 4.25%, 4 or 5%, let's just say for the real estate market, the stock market does still beat it, even with the more conservative, accurate numbers of about 7 to 8%. So right there, just based on that alone, that's what wins. And that's what I said as a financial advisor. I tell people, oh, the real estate only does like 3%. And since the beginning of time, and the stock market's done 10 or 12%, just like they show you on the chart here. Look at what dollar would have done over the last 90 years. It's amazing, right? That's the kind of thing I would show. And that's true at face value if you're only looking at the value of the property. But the truth is this, is that when you want retirement, you're not worrying about the value of a property. Real estate's not the same thing. It's like apples and oranges. You can't compare. Because real estate, the thing we're really looking for is income. And technically, even for our retirement accounts with mutual funds and things like that, we want income, right? But they're very different animals because if you try to pull out a retirement account, we can't pull out much more than about 3% a year, 2% if you're trying to retire early. That's a much different game than if I have a rental property, maybe I make 7, 8, or 10% a year on that cash on cash return. It's a very different thing. So it's apples and oranges. Yes, real estate is safer. There's no doubt. They don't have all the market swings where it's very volatile in the stock market. Very, very much of a gamble when you're in the market. You can have big swings, but you also have big drops too, where the stock or the real estate market doesn't really have that kind of thing. So I'm going to compare. I'm going to show you the numbers, what they look like, specifically using $110,000. Why did I pick $110,000? Because I wanted a good number that could show three scenarios. One is investing in mutual funds, earning about 7.5% net, which by the way, I just saw an article a few days ago that the whole 60-40 split, 60% stocks, 40% bonds, they've only been doing about 6 to 7%. In fact, this year, even if you have a bonds in your portfolio, you're probably already lost about 20% year to date. So I'm looking at just a 7.5% return. So the better than what most people are getting in the stock market. So I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt and playing devil's advocate against my own point about real estate being better. Spoiler alert, I might have just spoiled it for you, but I'm going to show you how that works. Now, I'm also showing you two types of real estate. These were both real properties all within the last month or so, okay? One of these properties you're buying in cash outright, very simple home. This one was actually out of Georgia. Another one, you're putting a 25% down payment, also putting about $110,000 with closing costs and everything. I do include that in the numbers. I want real accurate numbers here, right? I know I'm being such a nerd about this because I know there's some people out there going to be trolls. They're going to say, oh, but you didn't do this. I spent hours on these numbers, okay, just to double check and make sure that these things are as apples to apples as we can make these apples and oranges be, right? We're basically taking these oranges and turning them into red, delicious apples that, if you've been in the store, Red Delicious don't taste delicious anymore, do they? Anyways, that's another topic for another episode. So I've got mutual funds. I've got a real estate property that's paid off free and clear, but has good cash flow. And then I've got another property that you use a mortgage for to buy and also has cash flow on that. So here we go. Let's show you the numbers. Okay, so here it is. I use a beautiful thing called Excel to help you see this, right? So you can already see here the mutual funds. We've got the mutual funds putting in $110,000. So end of year one, 7.5%, you got $118,000. Goes all the way to year 10, you got $226,000. Now, again, I'm just looking at market values. I'm not even factoring cash flow yet. That's the next tab, right? But I just want to see the values. Now, this other one that we bought with a mortgage, this one you buy at full appraised value, like a turnkey properties often are, you're not usually getting equity from day one. The other one example does, but this one does not. This one you buy it with a mortgage. So I show the mortgage balance here. And then of course, how much equity you have afterwards. Now, of course, just because the fact that you're creating leverage, whenever there's appreciation, now again, I'm only showing 4% appreciation on this. That's it. On rents, I'm only showing 3% appreciation or 3% increase per year, because that's been about the average for a long time. It might be more in some places, but again, I want to round down on the real estate side while giving you better benefit of the doubt on the mutual fund side. I'm not even playing fair for real estate. I'm actually being a little bit of a jerk here. Okay. Jerk. Okay. So here it is. So we got equity in that. And then we also got another one. Now this property was free and clear, $110,000, but it was worth $125,000 from day one. So this one actually had equity, also has really strong cash flow. In fact, it has better cash on cash returns in the beginning than even this other one. But you'll see what happens here, right? Now I've marked year four because I'm comparing in the yellow section here, the mutual fund, with the blue section. So remember, that property that was free and clear was ahead. It had $130,000 year one, $118,000 on the mutual fund. But the mutual fund, because it does get a better return than just appreciation, right? It got to $146,000, where this one was $146,000. And then eventually after 10 years, $226,000 versus $185,000. So basically, if you're just looking at market value, just say, see, I told you, mutual funds win. They won, hands down. If you're just playing with real estate, there it is. And it's right that based on the value of the property versus the value of the mutual fund can win out, assuming, of course, you actually get a 7.5% average. I did also do 10% average. And guess what? 10% gives you about $285,000. So even those of you that are saying, yeah, but Chris, remember when you talk about the 401k and you get 100% match, you actually boost up to maybe about a 10% return if you're lucky. I did. I remember that. So $285,000 is what you would get if you had this in a 401k, assuming all these kind of factors, right? So any case, but for the most part, people, if they're lucky, they're going to get about $226,000. So yes, you beat the real estate property. Now in the middle here, this is when we bought with leverage. Why did this work? Because when you put a 25% down payment, whenever there's appreciation, you get a quadruple effect. Because what happens, just using simple math here, say you bought a $100,000 property. If you put 25% down, that's $25,000. Now, if the property appreciated 10%, right, that's $10,000 on a $100,000 property, it's more than just 10%. Because for you, because you only put $25,000 into it, a $10,000 increase in the value actually gave you a 40% or a 4x effect on your money. You put 20% down on your property, you get a quintuple effect. You get a 5x effect. So what happens here is that, yes, we are paying the mortgage balance down. And just so you know, when you're paying the mortgage balance, it's not you, it's the renters. They're paying it down. Oh, and for those of you that are asking, yes, I did take out money for maintenance and costs like that. Maintenance and vacancies I took out. So I actually brought the cash flow numbers down from what the actual cash flow would be. This would be cash flow that you're saying, I'm going to take as profit while leaving the rest of the money in to grow and accumulate in savings in case you have to use it for vacancies or if you have to make repairs on the property. But these properties are already repaired when you buy them. So usually not that big of a deal. So this is after the fact. But look, you know, even though the mortgage balance does pay down, your value of the property goes up. So the value of the property goes up to almost $600,000. Your mortgage balance goes down below $250,000, leaving you about $352,000 of equity in that property. So in this case, you beat not just the mutual fund, you also beat the free and clear property. Now, I'll tell you this, normally, if you have that situation, we'd say, we probably want to sell this, get the equity out, you can even make a 10% cash on cash on that $350,000. That's $35,000 a year, or almost $3,000 a month. And then these numbers become sick, right? But let's talk about the cash flow. That's what we're moving into. Boom. All right. So mutual fund, pretty easy, right? Now, remember, I said the 3%. You could pull out 3% on that $226,000. That's about $6,800 per year that you can pull out. But remember, I didn't take out any taxes, and stocks and mutual funds are taxed nicely. I only took out 24%. That leaves you with about a little over $5,000 a year of income. Now, I'll move over to the free and clear property. This one, remember we had the $340,000. This is net value, because if you take the cash flow and you reinvest it, notice the first year, the cash flow, yeah, the net cash flow is about $13,500. Now, it's more than even this other one you bought with leverage, primarily because they much had a much better cash on cash. This one, because of interest rates, was a little bit lower with the mortgage. So it's interesting that the free and clear one, which is not normally the case, end up being a better cash flow. So anyways, you got $13,000 a year, but you're adding that to your balance. So I just had that add to the balance. It took me a while to get those calculations to work properly. Got it to work. So what that means is net value with cash flow and with the value of the property, you end up having, because you made about $155,000 of cash flow over 10 years, guess what? $340,000. That's, again, still more than the 226. Remember, we were just looking at the 226, but because of the cash flow that was coming in, it jumped up to 340. Now, the other one was 480. But what's interesting, because of course they had, it ended up getting more over time, but what's interesting is that this one only passed in the actual rental income by year 10, just barely. Notice that both of these are about $17,000-$18,000 a year, not $5,000 after tax. Most of this money, by the way, when you get it from rental real estate because of depreciation and everything, you actually keep most, if not all, of your profits from that rent, from that cash flow. So look, you're more than triple the income on that same $110,000. Now, I'll tell you this, just think of $110,000 you invest. Most people, again, 3% on that, you're thinking, wow, I live on $3,300 a year. If the mutual fund's letting it grow over time, you can get that higher. You can get that over double of that number, right? Because we doubled the numbers. But look, even with a real estate property, one property, not even reinvesting, not selling the property to make more, like we're saying, you could take the equity from these properties and probably generate pretty close, I would say conservatively, $2,500 a month, right? Or about $30,000 a year. But if you just kept the property, held on to it, $18,000, $17,000 a year with tax advantaged income, passive income, this thing over here, that is huge. That's triple. And again, remember, I gave very liberal numbers to the mutual funds, conservative on these real actual properties. Okay. So again, I'm just using historical numbers, but look at the difference. There alone should be a huge factor in your mind to say, wait a minute, if I'm doing the math here, if I want to retire in 10 years, extrapolate this out, even if you went for the lower number, the 17,000, right? Think of it. 17,000 is about, if you multiply that by six, you get over 100,000 a year. Well, we start with 110,000. Someone could say, wait a minute, are you saying if I had $600,000 right now, added no more money to it, I just took the money and reinvested the cash flow, are you saying in 10 years, I could have 100,000 of income? The answer is yes, you could. You could have more, you could have a little less. Here's the difference though. We're getting triple the cash flow of this other one, better tax advantages and better safety because you have real assets. Even if you go to places like Investopedia, which actually like the stock market, right? They'll even flat out say, hey, the market, it's not based on anything real. It's arbitrary numbers. Hey, Bed Bath & Beyond, tanking right now, maybe going bankrupt completely unless they get bought out. They're going bankrupt. That was a stock that people have. NVIDIA. NVIDIA is an actual semiconductor chip company. That one's been tanking. It's lost half its value in the last year, yet mutual funds love to invest in it. You know, you got companies like that people are buying into. These mutual fund companies are buying into them and you're losing money. So that's the point, guys, that this is a big difference. Not only do you have more value, more equity than your mutual fund, but you have what's most important, more cash flow coming in. We're not even touching the equity of these properties. That, my friends, that is the difference right there. So what does this mean for you? I don't know. It depends. I hope this education helps enlighten you like it did for me. This is why as a financial advisor, when I got the fact, the real fact that this is about cash flow, not accumulating money and just trying to save like a squirrel and store up my little nuts and hope that they don't go rancid and nasty because they've been sitting around for a while or I lost them and everything else and whatever nut analogy you want to make. The truth is that I've seen it work. You know, look at the evidence. Remember I said last week, where's the evidence of people retiring off mutual funds? they're hardly out there. But how many times, if you've been listening to my show long enough, how many times have you heard real estate investors, including our own clients here at Money Ripples, our own clients saying, this is what we're actually creating. This is the income we have. Like when we had like Tomomi or Louis on, I mean, they're talking about like even $4,000 or $5,000 a month of passive income after just a few years and a few hundred thousand of investing, right? We've had Dan Markert come on where after he retired as being a colonel in the National Guard, he's creating $11,000 a month. You know, oop, spoiler alert, that episode's coming out soon. Sorry, I just spoiled one of the next episodes, but we're going to have him back also sharing his experience. These are real, real scenarios. These are real people. But isn't it fascinating that millions upon millions of people still put faith into the stock market, into mutual funds, although, as we just showed last week, we don't really have the evidence of people actually living a life that's not in fear. But we've had plenty of people making, if not thousands a month, tens of thousands a month, yours truly included, myself included, right, that are making this kind of passive income doing these very strategies. We are everywhere. There are literally millions of us. Yet, you know, even articles like in the Wall Street Journal and in other magazines and publications can't find someone who says they feel comfortable unless they're 85 years old. So let me ask you, where would you put your money? Where would you want to put that safest bet? Where is the evidence? Where's the proof? The thing is, I don't have to prove much here because it's easy to see. Historically, it's easy to see. And we have real people, real stories that you've seen here on this show that have done it. And if you haven't seen them, go to our playlist on YouTube. There's actually, if you go on Money Ripples channel, you can go to the playlist and see people. You can actually see that there's client testimonials, and many of them are episodes of people doing this very strategies, right? We've had dentists that have come and retired, be able to sell off the practice and retire doing the same stuff. You don't find that in the mutual fund game. You don't find that with people with normal retirement accounts. But in this space of various kinds of real estate investing or oil and gas and things like that, this is not just buying rentals. I showed you rentals. This is not just that. There are even syndications. I've shown you things about that before, even making 10% returns, yet you have more cash flow. You bring more money home. And as we've said, you get at least triple, if not quintuple, the effect, especially as time goes on with that cash flow. So the choice is yours. What are you going to do with this information? Are you going to be a hearer only? Are you going to sit around and be another statistic? Another person that just proved my point that mutual funds suck, that retirement plans like 401ks and IRAs suck. They don't work. Are you going to become one of those statistics, or will you be a real person? You know, someone who lives an extraordinary life that takes the path that is less traveled, right? The path that has been less chosen, but it makes all the difference. It's the path that millions of us, you know, there are 25 million plus millionaires in the United States. All of us, the one thing we have in common is we own at least one property. Many of those cases, especially if they have more than $2 million net worth, own multiple properties. That's not accident. That's math. That's statistics. That's reality. Okay. That's reality. What are you going to do with it? Now, if you haven't done so already, go to moneyripples.com, try the passive income calculator, see what your number is. Especially if you got at least a few hundred thousand dollars, you probably should be seriously considering saying, guys, maybe I need to hire you. Now, maybe you hate us. Maybe you hate me. Right? Maybe we're not for you. Great. Find someone to help mentor you to do this kind of stuff. But that's the thing, guys. We are strategists and connectors. We have vetted deals. These deals I showed you were real scenarios. These were actual deals presented to our clients within the last month or two. Okay. These are real. The question is, what will you do with this? Will you do something about it or not? Will you be the person that your kids will look up to and say, oh my goodness, thank you for teaching me a different path, because my friend's parents, they're not doing it. Or my friends, now I'm in the workforce. Oh, they're still thinking that 401k works. They're so dumb. Yes, they are. They're not dumb. They're just ignorant. They don't know any differently because every financial expert and advisor will tell them to do this, right? They'll tell you to do that 401k or that IRA. We're telling you to try something different, something that's been proven to work. Now, is it guaranteed? Not at all. Could something go wrong? Absolutely. Could the world go crazy? Yes, we've seen it. Yet, despite all the craziness, we still have people doing what they're doing. They have results. Will you be one of those people? Will you be one of our 1,000 people to become financially independent? That choice is up to you. Reach out to us at moneyripples.com. If you have questions, if you want to know if this works for you, go and make it a wonderful process week and change your life. Take this information and use it so you're not just a hearer of the word, but you're a doer as well. Guys, make it a wonderful day. See you later.
visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.